This morning, President Trump seemed to reverse himself on that bipartisan short-term plan to help insurance companies cover low-income people, which came late yesterday. Yesterday, the president told reporters he thought the plan from the Republican Lamar Alexander and the Democrat Patty Murray could be a solution for about 1 or 2 years. Last night, he spoke before the conservative Heritage Foundation and rolled that back.
Well, I commend the bipartisan work done by Senators Alexander and Murray, and I do commend it. I continue to believe Congress must find a solution to the Obamacare mess instead of providing bailouts to insurance companies.
And this morning, the president tweeted that I am supportive of Lamar as a person and also of the process, but I can never support bailing out insurance companies who have made a fortune with OCARE, Obamacare. Well, joining us for this and other political stories, and there are many, NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there.
Well, and today, Speaker Ryan's spokesperson also emailed that Ryan might not support this, again, short-term bipartisan plan, but focus instead on repeal and replace. What's going on here? The president initially said it could be a solution.
It's a very tricky thing politically for the conservative base. It's not something that the conservative base would like at all. I think what you might be seeing here is President Trump trying to do some kind of a, you know, marketing slash branding technique where you continue to hammer over and over again the saying that, you know, we're not going to bail out insurance companies, because bailouts and insurance companies are the two things that probably have worse favorability ratings than, you know, frankly, us in the media, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, this does not necessarily mean, I don't think, that he's saying let's kill the Alexander Murray, you know, potential solution. And one thing that we should pay close attention to once we see language come out of what the bill actually says is whether or not this bill says that it makes it clear that the subsidies must be spent toward premium costs. So you could write into the legislation to say, you know, the money that goes to the insurance companies has to be spent on reducing premiums. And we got a clue that that may in fact be what's in this legislation, because Senator Alexander tweeted this morning, the Alexander Murray agreement has strong language to do that, and I will work with the president to see if we can make it stronger. And he said he and I absolutely agree that CSRs, these cost sharing reductions, these subsidy payments, should benefit consumers and not insurance companies.
It also might be that Senator Murray, in speaking yesterday, attached to her comments that this might be a solution, I'm paraphrasing here, but because of those sabotaging Obamacare. And we know that the president reacts to that kind of language. So
Right. Perhaps
something there happened. But let's move to his escalation and his war of words with Senator McCain. In a radio interview on the Chris Plant Show, Donald Trump warned the senator that at some point I fight back. This was after McCain pretty much excoriated what he called a half-baked, spurious nationalism over the weekend. He did not mention President Trump, but seemed to be referring to his policies. After Trump said today he would escalate, perhaps fight back, McCain caught in a hall, shrugged it off, and said, I've faced far greater challenges.
Yep.
Domenico, this is a man who was a hostage and is fighting cancer. why would President Trump do this?
Oh, why? Well, I don't know if I can get into the head of President Trump. I think that, but I do think that the consistency with President Trump is that he, anytime he feels like there's a personal attack, he needs to fight back and hit back harder. That's been an organizing principle for his entire life. But the thing is, what I find fascinating here when he says, at some point I fight back, well, he had already attacked John McCain in probably the harshest way he possibly could back in 2015 when he said he's not a war hero. I prefer people who weren't captured. And to which Corey Lewandowski, his campaign manager at the time, said later that he thought that that was the end of the campaign. So, you know, I don't know what else he could possibly say about John McCain that would be harsher than that, but I'm sure he'll come up with something.
We just have a minute here. Attorney General Jeff Sessions took questions today from the Senate Judiciary Committee. Anything new here? This is in the investigation into Russian connections to the election.
Well, Sessions was very careful to say that his communications with the president, whatever they were when it came to the firing of James Comey, the former FBI director, he wouldn't talk about it. He wouldn't even confirm whether or not there were any conversations that took place. Obviously, a very tricky legal line that he's trying to walk there.
Okay, so we'll pay attention to that. NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro, always busy weeks, and this is another one. Domenico, thank you.
It's always entertaining. You're welcome.